Chapter 7. Full sitting.
What? These sweet little angels? They'll be no problem at all.
Day 6. Time, approximately 9 p.m. Location, Tunnel Town. Big 52 North Branch.
Trigger Happy had been a guard for a good half of her life, and she was pretty sure that she'd seen everything that could try to go through the Tunnel Town gates. Tonight the mayor had to admit that she had been wrong. But the fact that all her guards were cowering behind her because of a fool in a funny costume was still upsetting.
Alright, scaredy ponies. I'm taking this one. Just relax, and for the sake of my sorry tail, don't shoot blindly.
The unicorn mare stepped out of the guard post and trotted toward the yellow foal, who was surrounded by an eerie pink light.
Okay, that's close enough. Stop right there and tell me what the hey are you?
Trigger didn't actually expect the foal to comply, but when she sat down, the guard chief felt relieved. The strange pony rose the hoof and waved it.
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles. Have you seen my mom?
Trigger Happy frowned.
Puppy Smiles, as in Puppy Smiles the ghost?
I'm not a ghost, I'm a filly,
protested the foal.
She was carrying something long and red strapped on her back. It didn't seem a weapon, nonetheless it was quite large.
Let me guess, you zoomed all the way from Salt Cube City through the marshes on a red racer?
Puppy giggled.
No, I had to trot a bit because the fat unicorn was super boringly slow.
The who now? No, wait, on a second thought, I don't care.
Trigger sighed.
Now, I'm coming over. You just don't do anything, ghostly.
For a moment, the mare turned her head towards the guard post just to meet three pairs of eyes that were carefully hiding behind the barricade. One of her guards waved a simple white banner for a second. She wished for a less stupid crew, then trotted towards Puppy Smiles.
Hi! You're pretty, Miss Pretty Pony. What's your name?
The foal smiled her friendliest smile.
It's just a filly with a pair of glowing eyes. Probably caused by a mild case of radiation poisoning.
Trigger chuckled.
Are you serious? You are the Puppy Smiles from the news.
The one from the carnival in Salt Cube City. The guard laughed.
Oh, please, give me a break.
Puppy smiled and laughed too.
That's funny. Why are we laughing?
At the filly's question, the guard chief laughed even louder.
Name's Trigger Happy, but you can call me Trigger.
Puppy frowned.
Can I call you Happy?
Sure.
Anyhow, I have something for you. The guard took a yellow piece of plastic and handed it to Puppy Smiles.
Here's your pass. A griffin by the name of Henrietta was here at noon. She waited until dusk for you, but then she had to move. Before leaving, she bought you a ticket saying that you were arriving tonight or tomorrow at worst.
Henry was here? Was she all right?
Yes, I think. She wasn't very chatty, but I've never met a chatty griffin.
The guard turned on her tail and trotted back to the guard post.
Come in. Staying outside this late is unhealthy. We have some bloodwing issues around here.
What's a bloodwing?
Puppy asked, trotting behind Trigger.
If you ask me, they're trouble. Think of them as large flying leeches.
The mare snickered and beckoned Puppy inside the guard post. The place was a low building surrounded by sandbags and rusted plates of metal. A couple of miniguns were placed in front of the windows overlooking the bridge, and there was a stack of ammo boxes stashed in a corner. Three ponies greeted Puppy with scarce enthusiasm when she followed the mare inside.
Look alive, guys. This is Puppy Smiles, the hero of the carnival. As far as I know, she's on our side, so now we don't have to fear nothing.
The guard chief snickered.
I'd give my cutie mark to see how Lonesome Pony would react if he knew what his hero really looks like. Anyhow, this is Green Pear, Jam, Gun, and Little Bean.
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles.
The filly trotted towards the trio of ponies. Since her new friend seemed a bit uneasy, she felt that something more had to be said.
I'm looking for my mom. She's somewhere inside the mountain.
One of the three guards raised an eyebrow and mumbled, "Well, that could be a problem." Day 6. Time, approximately 9:45 p.m. Location, Tunnel Town, Big 52 North Branch.
Wow, it's huge!
Puppy sat in front of the tunnel entrance. It consisted of a large archway high enough to let in both ground carts and air wagons for emergencies or maintenance. The entrance was so wide it could have handled passage for both directions at once. The concrete of the tunnel walls ended abruptly 20 meters into the mountain, where a rusted metal bulkhead sealed it. On the door, there was the symbol of a white alicorn, but this one seemed more bulky and manly than the goddess's. Around the symbol ran a model, Solaris Incorporated. Try the alternative. Under the company slogan, there was a big red symbol suggesting danger that occupied most of the door.
See?
Trigger Happy knocked at the metal door a couple of times. It's sealed. I'm afraid that your journey ends here, little one.
But my mom is in there! Look at the arrow, see? It points to the door! I have to go inside the mountain. Open it, please!
Puppy put on her best pout.
Puppy, please, Miss Happy Pretty Pony?
The guard chief stepped back, frowning.
Wow.
Those eyes should be classified as illegal military ordnance. Still, I'm sorry, Puppy. There's no way inside the tunnel. We have tried our best to reopen it, but as you can see, it's winning the match.
But I really, really, really have to go there! My mom is waiting for me!
The filly stubbornly stomped her hooves. The guard named Jam Gun tapped his chin with a hoof and muttered, "I think that TNT once said something about getting inside using the vents." Trigger's eyes widened.
Shush!
She launched an angry stare at her subordinate before quickly turning back to Puppy, trying to hide a concerned look under a fake smile.
See? No way inside!
She tried to hold a poker face, but the foal was already frowning.
Vents? What are the vents? Please, I'll do anything. I have this!
Puppy produced one of the tank shells from the military base. This one had a black band around its head.
See? It's shiny and super-duper nice. You let me go inside, I give this to you. Deal?
Puppy, it's dangerous. I can't let a foal trot to certain death. I'm sorry.
The foal stepped back, on the verge of tears.
I'm not afraid, and you are unfair! If it was your mom that was closed inside, you'd already be opening that stupid door! And...
The filly bucked the door.
I can't stop now! She is there! She must be there!
Jam stepped next to Trigger and whispered, "Why not let her in? After all, she has already saved two towns. Besides, I don't think she's just a fool." The unicorn guard sighed before she replied, "We don't know what's going on inside the tunnel right now, but I'd like you to recall the day the door closed. I clearly remember the pony strapped inside, hitting the door and asking for help. The sound of the guns and the voices screaming in pain and terror." Trigger softly bumped Jam's forehead with a hoof.
"Look at her. Maybe she's not your average little pony, but she's a kid, and I'm not sending kids to clear minefields."
The stallion guard looked into her chief's eyes.
"Do you think she'll give up this easily? If she really is the famous ghost, I bet that there will be nothing that could stop her."
Trigger Happy face off.
"Are you really falling for those fairy tales? Please, get real! She's just a filly with a foreign virus suit and mild radiation poisoning."
In the meantime, Puppy was still standing in front of the door muttering by herself.
"I'm not a fool. I'm a big pony. I made a balloon fly!"
The filly frowned, but suddenly a new idea hit her head, making her smile cunningly.
"Say, Mr. Voice, what's this vent that they are talking about?"
"Vent. Ventilation system. Device used to move fresh air inside closed spaces. In the case of a tunnel,
It consists of a long web of passages that take air from the outside and pump it inside using fans and small ducts large enough to let a single pony crawl through them for maintenance. The more you know.
So, there are other doors that go inside the mountain from where the air gets in?
Asked the foal, trying to translate what she was just told. Affirmative.
Loading local maps. Solaris Incorporated Tunnel, N degrees 2. Analyzing technical blueprints. Warning. Part of the blueprints are not available due to military restrictions. Loading section A01, A02, and A03.
Loading maintenance tunnel blueprints.
Analyzing.
Elaborating route. Maintenance hatch A01-104 set as new waypoint.
The pink arrow disappeared from the compass and appeared again, pointing to a new direction. A grin appeared on Puppy's muzzle. Once again, she had outsmarted her rivals.
Day 6. Time, approximately 10:15 p.m. Location, Tunnel Town, Big 52 North Branch.
And I'm saying I've never seen a pony survive inside of a sealed suit for more than 3 days. Your kid seems to be too fine to be normal.
Jam Gun pointed a hoof at the empty space where Puppy was supposed to be.
Then he looked at the empty place, and at last he realized that something was missing. Something of the size and color of Puppy smiles.
What the hay?
Trigger Happy jumped on her hooves,
looking around frantically.
She was here moments ago! Why didn't you keep an eye on that filly? Oh, now I had to watch after the yellow glowing pony lamp. And what are you supposed to do?
Jam snickered.
See, exactly what I was saying. You can't stop the ghost of the Big 52. She's not a ghost. Stop blabbering.
Trigger Happy waved a hoof, dismissing the idea, but her companion kept talking.
Now, please, Happy, listen to me for a moment. This place is getting worse every day. When we were kids, we used to play outside, and the Big 52 had way less slavers and bandits. The tribes are strong enough to keep order and made every pony feel a little safe.
The stallion sighed.
Don't you miss those days, Happy?
The mare looked down, sadness filling her eyes with a dim shadow of tears.
Yeah, but at that time, it was easier. The tunnel was still open, and Sun City was a civilized place. Now the Big 52 is just a bunch of detours and dangerous trails.
Yeah, I know. So I was wondering this. They say everything has a spirit, right?
Jan Gunn was trying hard to explain a thing that was quite clear in his head, but not that easy to put down into words.
It's like a city. A city is more than the ponies that live in it. The efforts of the community and the hopes of the families sustain each other. Feeding a common will that makes you feel as if the whole place is alive. Yeah, it's called community. So what?
Happy looked at the stallion with a dubious expression.
I hope you're really going somewhere with this because we have lost a filly right now.
So, even the Big 52 is something like that, right? I mean, the Red Trotters, the White Apples, the Sand Sweepers, and all the other tribes. Maybe they are separated, but they all live on the same long route from the ridges to Emerald Shores. We are all on the same road, and we are all citizens of the Big 52.
Jam Gun raised a hoof, pointing north, then arching the south with a slow movement.
Salt Cube City belongs to the White Apples, yes. But the Big 52 belongs to every pony that lives along it. This is a very poetic idea. Still, I can't see how this will help us to find Puppy. I'm almost there. We both had that feeling, you know? That the Big 52 is dying,
slowly but inexorably sliding into the same horrors as the rest of Equestria. And suddenly, bang!
This ghost appears and starts solving problems that vexed us for years.
The Red Trotters are slowly giving up.
The carnival was killing more than a foal per year. It was killing hope. Once I heard a trader say that the mares of the tribe refused to have foals because they were scared to lose them. And the ghouls? Do you know how many caravans travel only as far as Exchange Station Badlands because making the trip to downtown wasn't worth the additional escort?
Well, yes, okay, but I don't think the fool can...
Trigger was interrupted by Jan.
And I think she can.
The pony was dead serious.
Think about the griffin today. Have you seen her eyes? She had this light, as if things for her sucked for a lifetime, but finally they were going to get better. She had hope, and she showed gratitude. Think about this, Happy. How many ponies in this sinkhole value gratitude? Maybe some years ago it was still common to think of other ponies as something other than a potential threat. Nowadays, if you don't have the pass, you aren't given even a chance.
Jam paused for a moment.
But now Trigger was listening carefully and didn't interrupt him. And now she needs to get into the tunnel. Maybe she is just a lucky foal, or a dead one, but I want to believe that she's something more. Okay, she's not the stable dweller, nor security, but she's all we got down here. Just the good old Big 52 trying to fix things by herself.
Trigger Happy sighed.
You are a dreamer and a silly pony, Jam. If you have a problem, you can't just wait for some pony else to come and solve it for you. You have to face it and work hard in order to earn something.
Nymir looked away at the ever-clouded sky.
But I have to admit that on one thing, you were right. That filly doesn't know when to give up. I think I know where she's headed, and Luna cursed myself and letting her wander into trouble.
Day 6. Time, approximately 10:15 p.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. A metallic sound echoed through the ventilation ducts. The whole place was pitch black, except for the dim from Puppy's eyes and the helmet's HUD. For the filly, it was more than enough to see where she was going. After all, she was following the arrow. She couldn't be wrong.
So when I find Mom, I'm hugging her super strong and she'll kiss me and we'll be together forever.
The filly was reviewing the vital passages of her new plan.
Because this time she didn't move away, right, Mr. Voice?
Negative. There is a 99.9% probability that your female parent will not be present or in condition to...
Hey, don't even try that! A positive attitude is everything.
Puppy stopped for a moment and looked around. Hey, did you hear that? Like, some pony calling?
The filly took a deep breath.
I'm here! Where are you?
The sound of the puppy's voice echoed for a lifetime in the dark and lifeless tunnels before dying. A distant voice seemed to reply, but Puppy couldn't hear it very well.
Where is this voice coming from?
Analyzing. White noise and distortion are too high. Impossible to determine the source of origin.
Oh well, then let's move.
Trotting away, Puppy found herself looking down from a grate. Just below her was a black and bottomless void ready to devour anything.
Why is the arrow pointing down now?
Loading instructions. You need to reach the main tunnel ground level in order to proceed.
Maintenance grade, A01-001, is the nearest passage to reach the next section of the tunnel.
Day 6. Time, approximately 10:15 p.m. Location, Tunnel Town, Big 52 North Branch.
I don't give a fuck about your opinion, Jam! Now give me the light helmet and help me with that checklist!
Trigger Happy was wearing a worn-out maintenance suit equipped with a wide variety of tools. Jammed Gun sighed, trying to appear annoyed. It wasn't hard to sense that he was worried to death.
As you wish, Happy. Please, come back.
Trigger snorted and looked away.
The list!
The stallion sighed again and shook his head.
Rope? Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Canteen?
Check.
Shotgun and slugs?
Check.
Check. Common sense?
Check. Hey, stop playing around!
Jan Gun snapped.
This time he couldn't keep it inside. And you stop trying to kill yourself, Happy! You are a good shot and an action pony, but you're still just a pony!
You can get killed and I don't want to lose you!
The mare cocked her head.
Lose me? What do you mean by that?
I mean that I love you, Trigger Happy, since we were just little more than foals. Why do you think I enrolled into the guard instead of keeping in Pa's tavern? Please don't go, or at least let me come with you.
Trigger tilted her head, frowning.
You mean you had a crush on me for like
12 years and never said a single word. Even when Black Cat and I...
Trigger shook her head.
You're kidding me. This is another fucking joke, is it?
Jam Gunn sat down, lowering his eyes.
I wish it was, but you can really be cruel sometimes. And I'm a shy guy, you know? But I can't just watch you kill yourself over a ghost. She's not a ghost! Why do you have to be this stupid? She's a little fool and she's in danger!
Abby grimaced.
Since she's not coming back, I'm going inside to get her and I'll spank her so hard that she'll never do such things!
The mayor paused for a moment.
Oh, and I'm sorry, but after Black Cat, I'm more into fillies than colts. We should talk about this when I'm back. Is Liz done?
Gunn's jaw hung open for some seconds before he regained control and slowly nodded.
Sweet. I'll be back soon.
The guard crawled inside the maintenance tunnel, disappearing in the darkness.
Great. I got dumped. 12 years to find the guts to spill it out, and I got dumped.
Fuck, I'm out of here. Maybe Little Beam didn't finish that wild Pegasus. The stallion turned on his tail and walked away, stopping one last time only to whisper,
please come back all in one piece.
Day 6.
Time, approximately 10:30 p.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. Warning, you're doing it wrong. Puppy was jumping up and down on the ventilation grate. That, after a minute of this treatment, had begun to crack. A bolt detached from the frame and fell into the black nothingness underneath.
Don't worry, when the grate falls, I'll jump away super fast. What could ever go wrong? After all, I'm Space Captain Andromeda!
Thud.
Owie.
Repair spell activated.
Day 6. Time, approximately 10:30 p.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. Trigger Happy slowly crawled down the maintenance tunnels, searching for some sign of Puppy's passage. The Unicorn Guard was quite sure that the filly entered the tunnels from the same hatch she did, but that place was a hell of a labyrinth. Luckily enough, she had a chalk and some decent light. Passing above a ventilation grate, the mare stopped to look down in the main tunnel 15 meters below. The grate creaked dangerously under her weight, but held.
Sweet Mother Luna.
Right below Trigger, there was the first trait of the tunnel, not far from the metal doors that separated it from the town. Piles of bones were amassed on the ground, as if about 2 dozen ponies were corralled there and executed on the spot. It was horrible.
Trigger could still remember the day the doors closed. It was an ordinary day of 10 years ago. She had just begun her career as a town guard and still had to take tunnel patrol duty.
Though, of course, she had already been through that many, many times before. The passage connected Tunnel Town with Trade Station Tunnel South, and it was the only way to get past Sugartop Mountain besides the pass. But the pass was dangerous on clear days and practically suicide when it rained. If you wanted to reach the northern branch of the Big 52 from south, you had to trot 6 kilometers underground and pay good caps for it. Then the door slammed shut. There were no warnings, nor telltale signs, and worst of all, there seemed to be no reason. Simply the thick, gigantic bulkheads fell from the ceiling and sealed the tunnel with all the ponies that were inside at that moment. For about an hour, ponies on both sides of the door tried to open them, but suddenly those inside started screaming and beating on the metal, begging to let them out.
It was at that point there came the gunshots, the roar 2 dozen machine guns that put a stop to the screaming. After that day, only silent darkness dwelt in the tunnel. At first, a couple of adventurers tried to get inside and hack the doors, but they never came back. With time, the ponies of Tunnel Town resigned to this turning of events and worked hard to make the pass a little safer.
A lot of ponies died, trying to exterminate the predators' nests along the path, and they built a couple of shacks on the trail. But the caravans today were less than a fifth of the ones that used to pass when the tunnel was open. Tunnel Town was slowly dying.
The skeletons below were just the first victims of this senseless tragedy, and maybe they were also the lucky ones.
At least their end was fast. Suddenly, the sound of machine guns echoed in the tunnel. Trigger rubbed her ears to be sure that she wasn't hallucinating, but the guns kept firing.
Fuck, I'm late! That poor filly. Why did Jam have to make me lose so much time? If I'd been faster, Puppy could still be... Wait, why do they keep firing?
The machine guns were still roaring in the distance, as if they were fighting something rather than simply slaughtering it. Maybe the foal found some shelter and the security turrets couldn't hit her.
Maybe it wasn't too late. After all, as long as the guns fired, it meant that Puppy hadn't still been killed.
Trigger took the screwdriver and the rope from her utility saddle.
Hold on, little one. Big Sis is coming for you!
Day 6. Time, approximately 10:45 p.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. Puppy trotted towards an abandoned cart in the middle of the road. The filly tried sniffing it, but it was a bit difficult since she was wearing a helmet.
This place is full of cool stuff like foods, toys, and those noisy guns that every pony is carrying around these days. Maybe it's some sort of super big closet.
The little pony shrugged.
Very well, let's find Mom.
Stop right there, criminal scum!
A boisterous voice echoed in the tunnel, making Puppy turn her head.
Oh, hi there, I'm Puppy Smiles!
A robot as large as a pony in heavy armor stood in front of the filly. It had the Solaris Incorporated brand on its flanks and a couple of firearms attached to each side.
Surrender now and be annihilated!
Puppy giggled.
Silly robot, it's surrender or be whatever!
The robot opened fire, hitting the cart and the filly in yellow with no less than a dozen projectiles. Now, a rapid-fire gun uses small-caliber bullets that have a decent piercing power, but are nothing special when it comes to dismembering things. Puppy looked down at the holes in the suit, and a thin shred of pink smoke snaked out into the air.
Hey, I was using this spacesuit! Oh, I get it now! You are a bully bot!
Raising a hoof, the foal stared at the machine.
I don't like bully bots! Rock!
The security bot sprayed another salvo of bullets at the foal, who charged it with the Rock of Destiny, floating it at her side. When the gun stopped to reload, Puppy jumped at its head, hitting it in the faceplate with all her might and a stone. The foal was getting good at this hitting thing. In fact, after just 3 consecutive strikes in the same place, the glassy visor of the robot cracked, revealing its sensor bay, which was then destroyed in a single hit. The machine stopped functioning almost immediately.
And stop bullying fillies, dumb robot!
Stop right there, criminal scum!
Another 2 sentinels opened fire at Puppy, though at that distance, they mostly missed her.
More bullies? Very well, I have something for you too, stupid bullies!
A hail of bullets almost tore away one of the foal's hind legs. But with Puppy, almost wasn't good enough, and the wound simply slowed her.
Don't you know that I'm a nice filly and I always try to behave? You are making me not behave! I'm gonna get in trouble for this!
With the Rock of Destiny in her hoof, she was already on the second robot, cracking its visor. 3 other sentinels arrived, emptying their barrels into the rumble, but the foal was way smaller than the robots, and their friendly fire destroyed another machine with just a sheer volume of bullets.
Aren't you listening? Are you stupid or what?
Puppy jumped on another robot, springing off the carcass of her last victim. Tracers zipped all around and threw her while the suit rang every sort of alarm. Puppy? She didn't care. She just kept going.
Fillies are made of sugar!
Landing on the robot's face, she hit the top of its head, piercing it with her weapon in just 5 strikes. In the meantime, one of the 2 remaining robots ran out of ammo.
Spice!
Puppy put a hoof inside the hole she had made using the Rock of Destiny, and pulled out all the cables and circuitry she could. Something in the robot crackled and sparkled, and it emptied what was left of its magazines all around, destroying the remaining 2 sentinels, and then shutting down itself.
And?
Clank.
Everything?
Click.
Nice!
Clank. The foal at last found some time to breathe, while the smoke of the burning wreckage dispersed a little, mixing itself with the pink gas that leaked from the holes in her suit. Her ears still rang with the sound of firearms, while a pink goo dripped from the larger tears, evaporating as soon as it touched the ground, and mixing again with the cloud around her.
The pink cloud, as usual, didn't dissolve, instead forming a thick curtain of smoke around the ghoul and slowly beginning to vanish only when the holes in the suit were mended. The repairing was almost done when a familiar voice called for Puppy's name.
Hold on, Puppy! Almost there!
The sound of galloping hooves echoed in the large gallery, and in the pink eerie light cast by the ghoul appeared Trigger Happy's silhouette.
Hi, Miss Pretty Guard Pony! Did you fall from the ceiling, too?
The mare ignored Puppy's question and rushed to her, hitting the foley on the top of her helmet.
You stupid, stupid, silly pony!
Tears ran along the guard's muzzle.
You're alive. Thanks, Celestia. I was so worried! Why did you run away?
Happy hugged Puppy.
Now we get back to Tunnel Town. Your mom can't be here, see? There are just abandoned carts and... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 destroyed sanitary robots?
Trigger blinked, a bit stumped.
Ew. Just single-hoofedly destroyed 6 sentinels? Please don't tell Mom?
The foal's eyes were 2 pink, watery lights in the surrounding darkness.
Puppy, please? Are you kidding me? How did you do that?
The guard pointed at the carcasses.
I mean, 6 sentinels and not a single scratch?
Puppy showed Trigger the Rock of Destiny.
But they were bullying me. I told them to quit, but they had those noisy things and kept being mean. Mom doesn't want me to beat other ponies. Please, when we find Mom, don't tell her.
The unicorn studied the damage on the robots.
These 3 were shot, but the other 3, you actually stoned them to death.
Happy stared at Puppy.
What are you?
The filly tilted her head, a bit perplexed.
I'm Puppy Smiles? Please, give me a break. I heard a firefight from the tunnel's entrance. You can't just stand there, unwounded and smiling like a ghost?
Realization hit Trigger Happy like a 10-ton anvil. She wasn't an educated mare, but she heard a lot of stories from the traders and their guards.
You are a Canterlot ghoul.
Yes, I'm from Canterlot. Actually from Cloverleaf Terrace, but even if it's downhill, it's still Canterlot, you know?
Happy backpedaled another couple of meters as she noticed the last ribbons of pink smoke vanishing in the dark air and suddenly felt very, very itchy. In a rush of panic, she downed a healing potion in a single gulp and backed off even further. Puppy looked at the unicorn and frowned.
Is something wrong, Miss Happy Pretty Pony?
This is ridiculous. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be talking with me now.
Trigger's eyes betrayed her fear.
You're just a
what?
A monster? A walking dead? A ghost? Shut the fuck up, Happy. She's a kid. She talks like a kid and acts like a kid. I made it all this way to save Puppy Smiles, and I won't go back without this filly.
The guard found the courage to put on a smile for the perplexed filly.
You're just a little lost, but I'm sure that I'll figure a way to help you if we can go back to town.
But I can't!
Puppy stomped a hoof on the road.
Mom is here! The arrow says I must keep trotting in that direction! Please don't take me back. I'm almost there. I need my mom.
I don't know if this is really so important for you. I guess as if you promised to be really cautious, then we could try to go a little further. There were some other destroyed sentinels along the tunnel. Maybe these were just the last functioning ones.
Yay!
Puppy jumped all around like a spring toy. Day 6. Time, approximately 11 p.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. Please, state your identification code and your personal password. This had to be the mother of all the Sentinels. It was at least as tall as 3 ponies, and had a payload of weapons that made the average Steel Ranger look like a toy. Hell, Trigger to Happy couldn't even name some of the weapons that thing had.
We should go back, Puppy.
No way! I know this guessing game! It's a genie!
The foal cleared her voice.
FT00165RD
C-1-G-A.
There was a long pause. Trigger readied herself to grab Puppy and run like she had never run before. Please, state your passcode for this ID.
The filly smiled and declared merrily,
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles.
Without even waiting for a reply, the guard mare hauled the foal on her back and started running.
Please, holy goddess of acceleration, don't fail me now!
Whee!
Puppy was not exactly sure what was going on, but she was riding a pony, and riding a pony was always fun.
Idea accepted. First-class technician, rainy days. Access to maintenance section granted. Please do not enter into red-marked areas without a Solaris pass card.
Happy abruptly stopped, almost sending her passenger flying across the tunnel. The filly grabbed the guard's neck, and the two ponies found themselves looking in each other's eyes.
Puppy was smiling.
That was fun! Let's do it again! I like piggyback rides! Hey, why are you putting me down?
The unicorn sighed,
patting the foal on the top of the helmet.
Don't worry. I'll give you another ride, but now I guess that the sentry is letting us go inside.
Well, duh, sure! I said the magic words!
Puppy trotted to the metal doors behind the towering robot and tried pushing them. As soon as she touched the metal, the reinforced doors slid open, revealing a corridor lit with dim, flickering lights.
A distant voice repeated a long sequence of emergencies in a dull tone. Warning. Primary power source cut off. Emergency shutdown procedure engaged. Warning. Intruders in the sectors from A01 to A03. Warning. Security robots not responding. Warning. Comm station offline. Warning.
Puppy sighed.
Ah, another whiny bot. Come again.
Trigger tilted her head.
You know, whiny bots.
The blank stare from the guard made Puppy sigh.
I really have to teach you everything. There are three types of robots. Fun bots. They are friendly and funny, like Miss Voice or Questioner. Then there are bully bots. That are nasty and not so funny. Usually I have to break those ones, and I really, really hope that Mom won't spank me for this. And there are whining bots. They can only whine because everything is wrong, like Mr. Voice and...
Negative. I am not a whining bot. I'm an advanced pony machine interface designed for...
Yeah, sure. I was talking with Happy. Could you please wait a moment?
The voice from the suit stopped while Trigger Happy stared at the filly in disbelief.
You're wearing a talking suit. Yeah, he's smart, but don't even try that joke, smarter than you, and then I said yes, and then you laugh.
The guard frowned.
Hey, what kind of pony do you think I am? I was just surprised, that's all. Okie dokie, then. This is a super smart spacesuit that talks and tells me where my mom is. I follow him and usually find a lot of friends, and some not-so-friendly ponies, but we still have to find Mom. Maybe this time we'll be lucky. Oh yes, his name is Mr. Voice.
Puppy smiled, waiting for her reaction. Trigger nodded weakly.
Yeah, whatever. So that thing works more or less like a very large pit buck. I guess it explains a lot of things, like how the hey you knew where the ventilation hatch was.
The mayor sighed before continuing.
All right, little one, where now?
Day 7. Time, approximately 1 a.m. Location, Solaris Tunnel, Tunnel Town. Long story short, it took a little more than an hour for the two ponies to reach an old rusted generator room and make the geothermal turbines run again. Luckily enough, it was just a matter of cables cut by a fallen steel beam. With some salvaging and jury-rigging, mostly done by Trigger Happy, the electricity was now running along the cables again.
Okay, let's see... Yes, the elevator is working again. We can go up.
The unicorn mare cleaned the sweat from her face and pushed open the elevator doors.
Yay! I'm going to see Mom! Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Miss Happy!
The guard smiled weakly. She didn't believe that Puppy's mother really was somewhere near this place. But she was proved wrong so many times today.
Maybe a little positive thinking is just what we needed after all.
Good.
We have just to hit the attic and see ourselves.
The elevator ran for more than a minute, tormenting the two passengers with lousy music that made Happy regret restarting the generators.
When the doors opened again, there was a room with a whole wall made of windows, and there were large screens everywhere. It was the tunnel maintenance control room, and it hung above Sugar Top Mountain from a panoramic position that let Trigger see all the northern plains, even in the darkness of the ever-clouded night. Puppy trotted around for a bit. It wasn't a very large place, but it had a lot of metal tables with terminals on them and some large mainframes stuck in a wall that could have actually hidden a crouched pony. But the room was clearly empty, and Trigger wasn't completely sure that just calling Mom louder was going to make her magically appear.
Puppy, I don't think she's here.
The filly turned her head towards the mare, and for a moment, the unicorn felt a block of ice paralyzing her guts. Those eyes, so angry, so desperate, so empty. It lasted for just a moment, but now the unicorn knew exactly how the filly had been able to overcome six sentinels with a rock.
Never cross here if you value your life. Maybe she moved away?
Puppy lowered her eyes and sighed.
Yeah, maybe. Last time she left some voice thingy and she said she was coming here. Miss Voice could help a little with that.
The foal was now trying to smile again. That little ghost was full of anger, but she fought it with optimism.
How long will this last? How long before she loses hope? And what will happen then? Mr. Voice? We need a professional. Call Miss Voice.
Footnote. Level up. New perk added. Hard rock. Okay, you got a rock. Now show us how bad you are with it. When using rocks, you ignore an additional 10 points of a target's damage threshold.